Quiero saludar a John Bolton, él fue el asesor de seguridad nacional de los Estados Unidos, una de las personas que trabajó muy de cerca todos los temas de seguridad en el mundo en la administración de Donald Trump. Luego, pues, como ya lo escuchamos a él aquí, salió con algunas diferencias. Pero sorprendió mucho que en una entrevista dijo a un periodista de CNN sobre un intento de golpe en el que fracasó. O sea que Estados Unidos intentó un golpe contra Venezuela. Y esa es la primera pregunta, Ana, y seguimos toda la entrevista en inglés y luego traducimos para aprovechar el tiempo de John Bolton. ¿Nos podría explicar con mayores detalles cómo fue ese frustrado intento de golpe en Venezuela?
Good morning, Secretary Bolton. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio. And the first question I want to ask you is in terms of Venezuela. And, you know, there's been a lot of, a lot of speculation about some comments you've made about a possible coup that, you know, that you perhaps you helped orchestrate. And the question would be, how did that failed coup happen in Venezuela and what was the U.S. involvement in it?
Right. Well, the Venezuelan opposition was the leading actor right on through. And it was a great tragedy that in the early months of 2019, their effort to overthrow the Maduro dictatorship failed. I just think it's important to be realistic in the United States or anywhere else to discuss what, in fact, people are doing. And it was clearly the declared policy of the United States that Maduro should be replaced by Juan Guaido. We considered him the legitimate president of Venezuela, according to the Venezuelan's own constitution, written by Hugo Chavez during his regime. And it's a tragedy for the people of Venezuela that they didn't succeed. It was not a coup against the democratic government. It was exactly the opposite. It was trying to help the people regain power.
Mr. Bolton, after the later information, the new details about what did happen in January last year on Capitol Hill, how do you see the judicial situation of Donald Trump?
Well, look, I think January the 6th was a sad day for America. It's really a tragedy what happened. I do hold Trump largely responsible for it. And I think that the hearings that have been going on in Washington, the new information that's coming out, I think are reducing the chances that he can have a successful return to politics. My personal opinion is that he will not run in 2024. He knows he lost in 2020. He's been told that many times. And I think he fears losing in 2024. So since he doesn't want to go down in history as a loser, he'll find a pretext not to run. He may try to become a kingmaker in the 2024 Republican nomination process. But at the end of the day, I don't think he will run for the nomination to be president.
And if it's not be Donald Trump, who do you think will be?
Well, you know, Governor DeSantis of Florida is now in the lead in the polls, but I think Republicans could see as many as 12 or 15 viable candidates seeking the Republican nomination. I think people want to move beyond Donald Trump. They want to see new leaders emerge. The problems that the citizens face in their daily lives, the problem of inflation as the most important. They want to hear from politicians who are going to propose how to solve that problem. Donald Trump is not one of those. All he wants to do is talk about the 2020 election. And I think the American people, most of them already have moved past that, and the rest will hear with increasing speed.
And finally, I have to ask you about the today's situation of President Biden. He's having serious problems in the today's poll, and he insists and he wants to run. But do you think because inflation, economic problems, and because his age, he will run or will be the time for Kamala?
Well, I don't think President Biden will run for re-election either. I don't think in November of 2024, I don't think either he or Donald Trump's name will be on the ballot in the United States. But I don't think Vice President Harris is a sure winner to get the Democratic Party nomination. I think a lot of people in the Democratic Party are concerned she would be defeated in 2024 and they would lose seats in the House and the Senate and in the governorships and in state races. So I think much like the Republican side, I think there will be a very hotly contested fight to get the Democratic Party nomination. And it could be in both parties the nominee will be someone who's really not very well known around the world at this point.
También sobre lo que pasó en el Capitolio y la situación judicial del presidente, expresidente ahora Donald Trump, dice que enero 6 es un día muy triste para los Estados Unidos. Es una tragedia lo que pasó. Trump, él espera que asuma su responsabilidad por lo que ocurrió el día de esta revuelta en el Capitolio. Nos dice que toda la información que ha salido en la audiencia está reduciendo el chance de que Donald Trump pueda volver a la política. Nos dice que él no cree que en 2024 se vuelva a lanzar como candidato presidencial republicano, porque en 2020 él sabe que perdió, le han dicho que perdió en 2020 y en 2024 el tema que va a volver a perder y no quiere pasar a la historia como ese presidente que perdió las elecciones en dos ocasiones. Así que él cree que él no va a ser candidato en la presidencia en 2024. Si no es Donald Trump, ¿quién sería? Pues nos dice que DeSantis de la Florida está liderando las encuestas, pero van a haber de 12 a 15 candidatos republicanos buscando esa nominación, porque los republicanos quieren un líder más allá de Trump, quieren el surgimiento de nuevos líderes. Quieren un líder que en verdad vaya a atacar esos problemas de la ciudadanía como la inflación y políticos que vayan a resolver eso. Trump no va a resolver eso porque solo habla de las elecciones del pasado, del 2020, y ya los estadounidenses pasaron ese capítulo. Sobre la situación de Biden ahora, los problemas de las encuestas de hoy, él insiste en lanzarse a la presidencia en 2024, muchos problemas de economía, de inflación, y pues si la edad va a ser un problema para esa reelección o si va a ser Kamala la candidata, le preguntaba Julio. Dice que no cree que Biden vaya a lanzarse en noviembre de 2024, así como Donald Trump tampoco lo hará. Nos dice que la vicepresidenta Harris no cree que sea la ganadora de esa nominación demócrata. Va a haber una nominación muy peleada entre candidatos demócratas y no cree que vaya a ser Harris esa candidata obvia, porque temen los demócratas también que vaya a perder y también sillas en el Senado.